Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's how you text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. The Astros got swept by the Tigers. In the midst of said sweep, they held a players-only meeting, and then they lost. And they lost in a game where one player, not the team, one player, Framber Valdez, really did do him in. I mean, yesterday afternoon, Framber gave up 5 runs before recording an out. He had 2 wild pitches. He had 3 walks. It was just the worst I think we've seen of Framber. In a big spot, looking to avoid a sweep and maybe give the Astros a 2.5 game lead in the American League West, he biffed it. After the game, we found out that Carlos Correa, who is now back with the Houston Astros, had called a team meeting. He didn't get into specifics, but the overall message was to encourage guys to go out there and bring the energy and go out there and play the brand of baseball that we're accustomed to playing. They do have a 1.5 game lead for what it's worth after said loss, because the Mariners once again lost. They lost 11-2 to the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday. Has me thinking, you know, things are not going well for the Astros. A negative 60 run differential since July 7th, or 14-23 since July 7th, which is about the same record as what they started last year. They were 12-24 to open the year last year with a negative 32 run differential. I don't think a team meeting is going to turn things around, but that's baseball, you know? The Astros tried 3 team meetings in the 2023 season down the stretch while they were trying to lose the American League West, and the Rangers were trying to lose the American League West, and the Mariners were trying to lose the American League West. You know? I mean, doesn't usually work. The Texans had a bunch of players-only meetings last season after that loss that they had on Halloween. Did things turn around? No. So, I'm brainstorming here because I feel like we're doing great here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But could we do better? Do you think we should do a hosts-only meeting? Do you think that maybe we can organize, we of the Paul Gallant Show, the entirety of this station to get together as one and talk about effective strategies for maximizing our potential?
Getting the energy up.
Yeah. Maybe what we do right now is we try to organize a station-only meeting by calling, just blind calling, some of the other hosts of the station. Now, I do have one concern. I'm not sure what members of the station have actual voicemails where they say their name and what members of the station have their phone numbers if it goes to voicemail. This is my biggest paranoia here.
You just have to be fast on the hang-up.
Okay.
You've reached 713. Click.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. That's literally my only concern. It's something I thought about just as the segment was starting.
Or just move your phone away from the microphone.
All right, cool. Okay. All right, cool.
Oh, yeah, by the way, because we're doing this, we're just having Paul call the people on his personal phone, not the phone
I have
7 inches from me.
Here's what I'm going to do, because I went on Jack Easterby's LinkedIn today, and I saw some really, I think, powerful quotes that I think can help incentivize all of my teammates here to be part of a hosts-only meeting. Who should we call first is the real question. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston and on Twitch at ESPN 975. Who's the best person to call first? Let's look this up.
I know Lance was here after the show.
He was here, but yeah, I mean, for all I know, he's in the midst of film study right now.
Yeah, or NFL podcast, you know, NFL Network.
Plus, he's a Radio Hall of Famer. Does he know who I am? I know John. John and I did a TV show together. I know John doesn't know who I am. I don't think John knows I exist.
Yeah, this
so that's the last phone call we're going to make.
This is
here.
Taylor Trammell trying to call a players-only meeting for Justin Verlander. You know, being like, hey, JV, I need to do some talking. JV is like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
I'm a Hall of Famer.
So we're calling a hosts-only meeting. We're just going to blind do it.
One of the Bs?
I'm gonna start off with one of the Bs because they're at the very least, you know, they're on their way to work, you know.
Yeah. Norma Joel's listening by now.
Here we go. Can you hear the phone over the air?
Not really.
Okay.
Put it on speaker.
Oh, hey, Jeremy Branham. It's Paul Gallant of the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, noon to 3. You're on the air right now, and listen, I'm trying to organize. Oh, I feel like I'm still just going to do this anyway because someone needs to organize a hosts-only meeting like the Astros. And what I think a sure sign that a great team is evolving is when consistent effort, work, and camaraderie are celebrated in advance of production. Caring is the first step to success. Do you care enough to be a part of a hosts-only meeting?
Who's conducting the host-only meeting?
Well, obviously the star of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Me.
Oh, then absolutely not.
You know what, Jeremy? Kiss my ass. Okay, Jeremy's not showing up. He's been hung up on.
All right.
He doesn't acknowledge me hosting this hosts-only meeting? How dare he? All right, well, who's up next? You know what? I think because Jeremy said no there, I think Joel's going to say yes. So we're gonna go to Joel next, okay? By the way, is that a law? I thought in Texas you can call and it can be on the air no matter what.
It can be recorded. I don't know about specifically live, but in Texas we're good.
We're fine. We're fine. All right. So let's
play
call.
It how you played it. You'll be fine.
All right. Up next, let's see. Calling Joel.
A little bit closer to the mic with the phone. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Joel. It's Paul Gallant, host of the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, you're on the air right now. Listen, I'm trying to organize a hosts-only meeting since the Astros are organizing a hosts-only meeting. And a lot of people think that a leader's greatest act is to sacrifice for his team, setting a standard of selflessness that inspires unity and drives success. So I'm doing that right now, and it's in these moments of giving that true strength of leadership that leadership is revealed. So are you willing to be part of a hosts-only meeting? Probably on Saturday. I think that's the best time to do it. Where we talk about the direction of our station, like we're the Houston Astros.
Wait, did you say sacrifice?
Yes.
That means we're killing Jeremy?
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hey, you know what, Joel? I am now your lawyer as well, in addition to being a leader. No, I don't think we're going to do that, but just wanted to check. Are you going to be up at the meeting at Saturday? See, I knew I could count on Joel. All right, appreciate it, Joel. All right, that's Joel blanks in. Jeremy Branham's out. Huh.
Okay.
Who really cares about the future of the station?
Got half the Bs. That's a good start.
Right, and Joel was not annoyed by a Jack Easterby quote. All right.
Yeah, just water off a duck's back, really.
This is where it gets probably a little dangerous. Water off a duck's back.
I mean, by the second sentence, he was like, all right, whatever.
He's like, Paul, I'm just zoning out right now, dude. I'm just trying to get to the station on time. Okay.
Yeah, I did realize that he is literally
driving. He was definitely driving. All right. This is where it gets dicey because these are people. The power dynamic of the station, like these are the powerful people. Okay, these are the powerful people. So, do we call Dell? Do we call Lance? Or do we call John first?
I think Dell. We have probably I'd say 80% chance he doesn't pick up.
Okay,
and probably a 60% chance it is post show nap time.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Okay.
If you want to call him, call him.
All right,
we probably will just get his voicemail.
Okay,
I'd be shocked if he answered.
All right, we're trying to organize a hosts only meeting. Let's see if he picks this up. It is funny. His bio on his contact info says producer, reporter, utility man, 1560 of the game. I might need to update that.
Yeah, you've known him for a long time.
Joel's also his write up
was Rockets.
It's Rockets. I was like. I don't think anyone's updated their thinking a little bit. All right, so let's give Dell a phone call here. All right, do you think Dell knows who I am?
He's aware.
I don't know. That show is important.
Like, oh, just the guy who's yelling at 12:02 every day.
Oh yeah, that's true. He does stay a little bit later because he does the podcast and everything. Hello, Dell. It's Paul Gallant of ESPN Houston. Wow. You're on the air right now on the Paul Gallant Show. I'm looking to organize a host-only meeting like the Houston Astros. Would you be willing to come in on Saturday so that we can create some unity in our station?
Will it result in the same thing that happened to the Astros after they had their meeting?
Well, it depends. I guess we don't really know. You can only know if you try.
I'm going to need some buy-in from others.
Okay, Joel's in. Jeremy's out.
So you only have, you split one show. Can you get at least John to join by Zoom?
I'm going to try to call them next, but I'm not going to lie, Dell. I'm kind of scared to call John because, like, he's my hero. So, and also scared to call Lance. I'm scared to call Lance, man. Like, you know how to talk to these people. Like, what do I do?
I would suggest ringing Coors Light for John.
Okay.
So you got those, and that might get him Lance. I don't know, free food.
Free food for Lance and Coors for John. All right, so Dell's on the fence. We'll get back to Dell. Appreciate you picking up the phone here. All right, yeah. So three people we have called.
All pickups. That's crazy. That was three for three, you know what? Pickup.
It's probably because they're like, Paul's about to say something. Paul's been fired and he's about to tell us.
Yeah.
That's probably what they're thinking, right?
Fired after hour two.
All right, cool. All right, listen, three people have picked up. That does make me feel like... people know who I am, so
the odds
right.
are in your favor.
Let's call one more. Let's call. Nope, can't call. I have Lance McCullers on my phone. What that?
You know what? Sure, call him too. He's part of the real players.
Sorry, Lance. I thought you were Lance Zerline. My bad. Sorry about that. Let's
wrong number. Sorry.
All right, hang on a second. So let's call Lance Zerline. Let's see how this goes. We got one in, one out, and one on the fence. Let's see. Is Lance going to pick up the phone? Does Lance value me as a teammate?
Hey, what's up, Paul?
Hey, Lance, it's Paul Gallant of the Paul Gallant Show. I'm glad you actually recognize my name here. You're on the air right now. We're trying to organize a hosts-only meeting, like the Astros players-only meeting. Would you be willing to come in Saturday?
Yeah, 100%. Who are we talking about? Or just whatever you want to discuss, I'm down. There's
okay.
Problems.
You know what?
There's problems and it needs to be discussed.
Let's go. I'm very excited about this. Okay, I have your buy-in. I'm scared to call John because I don't think John knows who I am, even though we did a TV show together for a year.
Tell him you do the flag football stuff.
Okay, I'll do that.
Like the media flag football.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Massachusetts.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. All right, Lance is in. I appreciate this, Lance. All right.
You may think you're Mapes, though. That's the thing. Is you got to tell him you're not Mapes, the guy who produces Dell Show. You're going to have to tell him that because he doesn't
That's true.
Live here anymore.
That's true. And we do look kind of similar. We both like have dark hair, big eyebrows. Okay. All right, listen.
That's where it stops.
that's where it stops. Okay. So we got Lance in. Lance, appreciate your time today. Okay. Now it's the moment of truth.
Wow, this has gone so much better.
This has gone very well. I honestly was kind of, I think it would have been funnier if no one picked up. Not going to lie. I'm not even sure if this bit's been good as we try to organize this.
I'll be by the dump button too for John.
Some texters are saying, hey, you got to call John. You got to call John. Okay, that's fine. All right, let's see how this goes. We got Lance in. Mm-hmm. Dell would be in
TBD,
if Lance is in. Yeah. But I think Dell's in now.
Yeah.
Joel's in.
Yeah, Jeremy's out. Voice.
Jeremy's out. Jeremy might be more than out if he doesn't change his mind. Might have to call.
Yeah, it'd be a bad look if he's the only one that says no.
Okay. We're going to call John. Do I have his number?
Does he have your number?
Wait, why is it showing green? Has he blocked me?
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. It's not showing.
Okay.
All right, let's see how this goes. Oh, my God, I'm shaking. I'm shaking. Seems very loud. Very loud here on the Paul Gallant Show. We're calling John Granato. I mean, does this meeting happen without John? I don't think so. We're trying to do a host-only meeting because the Astros held one, too. And, oh, no.
This is the longest ring.
I don't think he's going to pick up. I think he's going to be like, who is this? Who is this number? Even though we did a TV show together. Oh!
The person you're trying to reach is not available at the tone.
Okay. Well, should I have left a voicemail? You know what? I didn't leave a voicemail there. I was so scared.
Yeah, you can call him back. Leave
want me to call him one more.
Yeah.
Want me to call him one more time?
Well, leave a voicemail.
You know what? I think you're right here.
Especially
if I call twice. How mad is he going to be? Like you call twice to do a voicemail? One more time. Screw it. I don't care. Listen.
Everyone else picked up. By the way,
everyone else picked up.
Second ring
from the 832. John's on the golf course. Come on, man. From the 832, clearly everyone at the station believes there's much to discuss.
Yeah, that is true.
From the 409, Paul, call Gilbert, see if he's down for the host-only meeting. From the 281, call Brian and Joe while you're at it.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
This really hurts my feelings.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hey, John, it's Paul Gallant of the Paul Gallant Show at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We work at the same station. We did a TV show together. I don't know if you remember it. Anyway, this voicemail is going over the air. We're trying to organize a hosts-only meeting. Lance is in. Dell is in if you're in. Joel's in. Jeremy's out. I don't think this thing is going to happen without you. And listen, as Jack Easterby once said, unity is not optional. It's not icing on the cake. It is the cake. No team, business, family, or country can last without unity. And we don't have unity without you. I will not be bringing in cake, but I will be bringing in Coors Light. Let's make this happen so that we can be the best radio station we can be. Thanks. You're my hero. Love you. Bye. Oh, I don't know if I should have said that at the end.
The L word?
I don't know if I should have said that at the end. But all right. Listen, if ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 can have a station meeting and get themselves together, I think the Astros can too. I think the Astros can too.
I think that's what we learned.
That's 100% what we learned. Tony the Handsome says, Granato's probably having lunch with DiCaprio on Saturday. That's true. We have seen him in the same picture as Demi Moore.
Yeah. Yeah, and Billy Crudup too.
That's also true. Just
a lot of stars around in the Granato sphere.
Mm-hmm. From the 409, all you got to do is get John Promise Coors Light. Okay, Coors Light is good.
It is.
I actually once, and I don't know if he saw this or acknowledged this because busy guy. He's a big deal, mm-hmm. My hero. I was in Colorado and I had Coors Light on draft, and I swear to God, it tasted different. So I texted him this. I was like, hey, John, man, you're my hero. Let me read it. I forget. John,
you texted.
John, you're my hero. When I was 12, my dad left, and I've never had a catch. I'd love to have a catch sometime. Anyway, I just had a draft Coors, and it's really good. Now, some of that I might not have texted him, but the part about the Coors, I bleep you not, I was drunk and I texted Granato. I was like, dude, Coors in Colorado? It's really good.
Slaps, dude.
from the 281, what are you going to discuss if people actually show up? I'm literally just going to put in front of me every single post that Jack Easterby has put on LinkedIn and just filibuster. I'm just going to filibuster and say that until someone tries to assault me. And then maybe I'll bring Tony Busby into the equation. And at the very least, one side, if it goes poorly and I get beaten up by all the hosts, money. If it goes well, greatest station in Houston.
Win-win.
Win-win. Okay? Jeremy's the only one that said no.
That is consistent with his views on players-only meetings.
That is true.
He is nothing if not consistent.
He did laugh when he picked it up.
Yeah.
After the 972, from the 972, after the L word, John's going to respond by having you serve with a restraining order. LOL. What? Guys can't love guys?
Yeah.
A lot of people think I'm gay. I mean,
he's already like 1,000 miles away.
This is platonic love. This is not sexual love. It's like a respect.
Yeah.
You know, he's the godfather. Hey, listen, you know, Italian Americans, they kiss one another. And I'm not asking to kiss John here. It would be cool, you know, a little smooch on the side, like one back and forth to be all Euro. From the 409, is it a closed door meeting? Will there at least be a reporter to the public at half? That's true.
Yeah, well, we might leak it.
We have done this over the radio. So, I mean, we're basically telling everybody that we're having a host-only meeting. Look.
Can we get Chandler Rome to tweet about this meeting?
Yeah. Matt Kawahara of the Chronicle, because he's the one that told us about this. Anyway, now that this bit is done, these meetings are always a sign that everything's bleeped. Always. Always. The last big meeting that I had, and this is what I love about GAM Media, we don't do this crap. The last company meeting I had was in the midst of the pandemic. While the station I was at in Seattle was hemorrhaging money because no one was driving into work, these people from Salt Lake City had this big Zoom that was an hour long to tell us everything's going to be fine. And we were like, yeah, but wait, as a cluster, we're losing 8 figures a year, dude. And they're like, it's fine. And then they played Rise Up. And then after 15 minutes, they realized that for one person who did not know how to turn the audio on his computer, that the audio was muted. So then they restarted the entire 15-minute video presentation and at the very end also played Rise Up again to signify that as a station and as a company, we were going to rise up after the pandemic, despite being in Seattle, the most draconian city that there has ever been when it came to pandemic restrictions. So there you go. For the love of God, Astros, the team meeting is not going to help. Don't even tell people you had it. Don't tell people about it. Flexing about a players-only meeting is a sign of panic. It is a sign that this thing is about to crash into the side of a mountain. Keep this under the kimono. Keep it to yourselves. I don't want anyone smelling blood in the water. And how can you do anything but that right now when the Astros are saying, yeah, we just said players only meeting. Come on. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston and on Twitch at ESPN 975. One last comment before we get into Washed Watch Wednesday. What's washed the world of sports? Nominate yours on the most interactive sports talk show in town. From the 832, according to Lance, in order to have a better season, one of the hosts has to sleep with an ugly girl. It would probably help if all the other hosts were in the closet with the door cracked watching. What? I don't think that Lance said that. I don't think that Lance said that. What is going on? What is this texter? Does this texter have a fantasy about peephole? There's websites for that. Even if they're blocked in Texas, you could get around it. You could peephole to the sites that you want to watch the peephole stuff on. Okay? So I would tell you, sir, like, Maybe you know, tuck it in the waistband or something like that. Okay, like just relax. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. It's the Paul.
Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. By the way, Sean correctly told me during the commercial break it is Thursday, not Wednesday. Whoops. That's what happens when you have a few too many LTMFO skinny margaritas. It's not the Daikin Park margaritas were scary. Have one of their frozen skinny margaritas like I did yesterday at the LTMFO on Westheimer on the west side. Hung out with the girlfriend and her coworkers, very fun people, but wasn't expecting to have three shots with dinner. wasn't expecting that. Wasn't looking for that. But it was fun. I mean, it's a very cool company if they're celebrating my girlfriend's birthday 6 weeks after it happened. That's an awesome company. Some cool people. It was a good time. But that's probably why I thought it was Wednesday, when in reality it's Thursday. We will get to how far is too far in a moment. Some people are asking about this ESPN Houston company meeting. Lance is in. Joel's in. Jeremy out. First person we called, Jeremy out. Dell sounded like he'd be in, but I feel like he'd be in if Granato's in. And seeing as Dell doesn't follow me on X, I'm guessing Dell won't be there because I don't know that Dell wants to be my friend. Which does bum me out.
It was a pretty soft yes.
Yeah. It sounded like he wasn't that enthusiastic about it.
He was banking on the other two saying no.
And I called Granato twice, and I left a voicemail the second time. I think I fumbled the end of it. I think it went a little too far saying I love him at the end. But I do. I mean, you know, he's my hero. What? He sued the place I used to work at successfully. Hell yeah. F them. You know? It's awesome. From the 409, who would be taking down the minutes at this meeting? Ooh. Of everyone at this station, the person most likely to do that. Joe works so hard. Joe would probably do it if the meeting happened. Because he feels a sense of obligation to do it.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of like no one else would do it.
Exactly. And this is Joe finds himself in the martyr situation. Like I got to do everything because no one else wants to do everything. So then you develop a martyr complex as a coworker. I worked with a couple of people like that in the past. And sometimes I feel like that. And then I realize, nah, don't do that. But middle management Joe, he might. The person I think who would also definitely do it is Brian McDonald. I think BMAC would. I think BMAC would take notes and also provide some thoughts. And we would see what would happen in response to that. But a meeting without a leader is no meeting at all. It would be funny if I just actually got everyone to come to the station like really early on Saturday and I just don't show up.
Yeah.
Because that definitely would happen. Like there's no chance of me waking up in time.
Saturday?
How about 7? Huh? How about 7? Or I could hold the meeting and just sit here and wait for like 30 minutes and see if anyone comes. Is that a funny bit?
I don't think it is.
Getting out of bed with my girlfriend super early in the morning so I could go to the station and sit here for 30 minutes to see if anyone actually shows up when I know that they won't because they all think I'm sarcastic and no one ever takes me seriously, including John Granato, who doesn't follow me and has never shown me love. I mean, including John Granato, who does so much for the station. I don't know. Just a thought. Anyway, how far is too far? We do this every Thursday at 2:30. Saying I love you to John Granato, too far? We will discuss. Let's do it.
Paul Gallant asks a simple question. How far is too far?
Yeah, we're definitely outside the box now, huh? You got to ask yourself, how far are you willing to go?
How far is too far? It's a segment that we do every single Thursday at 2:30. We tell you something and then we ask the question, is it too far? This happened in Brazil. If you think that story about people showing up to Matt Schaub's home back in the day, if you think that story was wild, how about this one? Brazilian soccer club Santos, who has the star player Neymar, who you might at least have heard the name of. They play in the Barcelona. That's the Brazil Bundesliga. Honestly, it's surprising Brazil's league isn't the Bundesliga, given their Nazi harboring post-World War II. That's neither here nor there. They are in 15th place in this league, despite having a guy that at one point was considered one of the top soccer players in the world. They've won just 6 times in 19 matches. Neymar, for what it's worth, gives me Harden vibes, and that's maybe less husky, but seems like he likes having a good time. Doesn't prioritize winning as much as he should. Has a lot of talent, but how much could he take that? How far could he take that talent if he tried a little bit harder? These fans are pissed. During one of the games recently that this club played, the entire game they turned their backs in protest to what was going on the field. And in a video seen by ESPN Brazil, a group of these fans of Club Santos showed up at the team facility and surrounded Neymar, his coach, and his teammates outside. In a video seen by ESPN Brazil, Neymar listens to their complaints and is even threatened with violence before telling the group, "Santos are trying to change things. I'm ashamed. I'm disappointed with our performance. The fans have every right to protest, obviously without using violence, .. But if they want to curse and insult, they're in their right." Okay, cursing and insulting, we all do that. Threatening violence for an underachieving team, is that too far? It's definitely too far in the United States. I guess my question is on a how far is too far Thursday. In how many countries would the average person be okay with a little violence directed towards the local team? Like, how many countries would this be a little bit different? We definitely know that back in the day in Colombia, this was fine.
More than a little bit of violence.
Yeah, they killed the guy who owned gold himself against the United States. How many countries is this acceptable?
I'll just say too far.
That was too far. I agree. Like, obviously violence is too far, but there's got to be several countries where it's not too far.
I mean, they actually have a word for hooliganism in England. Like, that's where hooliganism, like, that's what they're all about there. So I think England, you can put down as, like, they probably would get down like this.
North Korea, definitely not too far. Not far enough, probably. North Korea, whenever they make it to the grandest stage, I am concerned for their players, who are definitely all like, "I gotta defect. I gotta get out of here. I gotta defect." So definitely North Korea. Maybe back in the day, Russia. But I don't really think so anymore.
I mean, they get pretty aggressive with the steroids.
China. I think Iraq during Saddam's time, that would not be too far.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think he had some Colombia-like activity.
I think so, too.
Down.
I think so, like, 90s Colombia, 90s Iraq. Iraq, my bad. All-time North Korea.
All-time.
That's not too far.
And maybe, like, 2000s to 2010s Russia.
Yeah, maybe.
And then Soviet Union.
I wonder, though, when the Soviet Union...
But that's more like the government being like...
Yeah, I when the Soviet Union lost to the United States in hockey, like, I don't think that they killed all those guys. I think in fact, that team continued to
play. Yeah, because they're good.
Yeah. But they didn't, really, but they didn't take them out. You would think, like, you lose to, like, college kids, and you're the Russian hockey team.
Maybe the coach. Yeah. Whatever happened to that coach?
I don't think he disappeared. Russia, a little bit soft. Like, "Ooh, the USSR, boy. Stalin. Ooh, look at us. We purged and stuff." Something I learned, by the way. Did you know that Lenin's body, the originator of the Russian Revolution, has been mummified and you can, like, see it on display? So he's been dead, like, 100 years. And you can go to this room and you can see his dead body. And it's not like, you know, an Egyptian mummy. Like, it's in this glass box. And you can see...
Like, his bones?
His dead body. No, like, he has been completely preserved.
Oh.
Yeah. It's wild.
Wow.
I know. How far is too far?
I can't believe we only have the Hall of Presidents.
Seriously.
At Disney World.
Seriously. Apparently, Stalin also was right next to him. Same way And they have scientists who are literally tasked with keeping Lenin looking like Lenin for as long as possible. Wild stuff. How far is too far? Tackling kids. Did you see the kid that rushed the field on in a Padres game? Security trucked him to the point that the TV broadcast caught the starting pitcher for the Padres reacting to the kid going down and wincing. This kid did trespass. I think he was old enough to know better, but he was being held up by security only for another security guard to come in and like go for the kill shot. I'm kind of on the security guard who took this kid out side, just a little bit. Yeah. Also, a video went viral of a student attacking a teacher getting absolutely body slammed. I mean, I think it's inbounds. I think both of these were just inbounds.
Yeah, because the Padres tackle, it was a good tackle, but it wasn't over the line.
Right.
You know, I feel like you can tackle someone like that, and it's not really a problem. You're kind of just doing your job. The student one at the gymnasium, it's like a full suplex. But that kid also, like, slapped a teacher, pushed him a couple times, and then a security guard-looking guy comes in and, again, does a WWE move on
Yeah, he crushed his ass.
Like, he comes running in from out of frame to suplex. Inbounds. I say inbounds.
I think it's inbounds, too. Listen, the kids suck today. They suck.
Yeah, like,
violence is the answer.
Honestly, you could just freeze frame any part of this video with a clear shot of this kid, and I'll be like, yeah, you can tackle him. I don't know. He looks so like too. He needs a good tackling.
Yeah. You know, as someone who once got hit in the head by like a giant paper airplane at a Dynamo game, and then while going up to the bathroom, walking by the kids and saying like, hey, not an issue for me, but you hit the wrong person, they might take you out. So, I don't know, stop being little bleeps, only to have the kid's mother start shrieking at me when I came back from the bathroom, and then the brother threatening to kick my ass. And I was like, yeah, well, your kids suck. Maybe you shouldn't have kids.
Yeah.
I said that, and then security. I probably shouldn't have said the latter part. Like, I don't think you should have had kids. Maybe you shouldn't have kids. The security came in, and they moved me to another park. And I was like, what? What? I got hit in the head by, like, two giant paper airplanes by these little bastards.
Not too far. Well, you did
not too far. Not too
far enough. Something.
No, I didn't tackle them. I wish that the security guard had tackled the kids. They were high school age. They definitely knew better. Again, I didn't. It was more like I really was trying to teach a lesson.
It was a teaching moment.
Because these parents weren't going to.
Yeah.
Probably in jail now. God. Anyway, what? What are you laughing at? They're probably, yeah, they probably murdered
that
somebody.
Was like
first step,
ago.
Throw a paper airplane at a Dynamo game.
Murder.
Step one.
I was thinking like sold drugs or something.
No.
Sold meth to Jimmy Ward, allegedly.
Yeah. Probably joined Al-Qaeda. I don't know. Letting someone smack your wife's butt. Is that too far? I think if Rampage Jackson is walking around and my wife is wearing a bikini, and then Rampage Jackson asks me, hey, can I smack your wife's butt? And can I have sex with your wife immediately afterwards, which happened on video? I have to step up.
I mean,
but I don't want to die.
The thing is, the
how far is too far? Do I have to stand up and, like, does my significant other think I need to stand up and say, no, you can't do that to a person who could easily kill me?
I think you just shouldn't be as enthusiastic as this. This guy was excited that, like, go for it, Rampage Jackson, please.
Yeah.
Like, he was, there's a.
He's encouraging them to have a child.
Yes, that's too far, in my book.
I agree with that.
That's a little too far. Not wanting to fight Rampage Jackson, understandable. But being like, I'll help you, dude. Nah, too far.
Yeah, that's too far.
It's a little creepy.
Is this too far? Taylor Saucedo got a message from somebody on Instagram called Gilbert's Goon Squad, who said, I hope your bleeping head gets blown off to pieces walking in Philly, you ugly, autistic piece of bleep. Your bleep wife / girlfriend dying would be awesome as well. Obviously, that is too far.
Yeah, I'd say too far.
Taylor Saucedo published this on X saying, I understand wanting me gone after today and this year as a whole. Nobody is more disappointed with how this year has gone for me than myself. Sir, don't post that. Do not post that. That is too far. Posting that. Post in response to this person, F you. I hope you die. I would like to bring you to death's door. Don't post that. The post continues saying, trust me, I want to win. Messaging me this is BS, and my girlfriend is sending me this stuff is beyond baseball. What's the problem is this post was so long, you can't see those parts. You can only see the part where he's saying, like, yeah, man.
You have to hit see more before you see the part where he's not agreeing with Gilbert's goon squad.
Yeah. Oof. Poor guy.
Too far.
That is too far. Electric cars limiting your speed based off of paid subscription. Volkswagen's doing that. That is too far as well. As is the subscription model as a whole.
So. A company with this lovely of a history as Volkswagen.
Oh, I. Yep. At least it's not my car. That's all I got. All right, that's how far is too far. Let me tell you about my friends at Walmart. Did you know the Walmart you thought you knew is now new? Who knew? Walmart has more than half a billion items online. You can find a huge selection that you can't find in stores at that website, walmart.com. You can order groceries there. And by the way, ordering groceries, having them delivered to you in as quick as an hour, same price it would cost if you actually went into the store. Walmart is different. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. By the way, Walmart also can deliver a lot of things to you in as quick as an hour. Not just groceries, home goods, prescriptions, and of course, there's so many things that you can order online that's probably, in some cases, going to be cheaper than the site you maybe have always used. When it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, or throwing a party, think Walmart for all of your grocery needs and your shopping needs. They deliver it to you. Don't go to the store anymore. Boo. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Walmart.com. Let's go right into garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Spirit Airlines, still in business, but I wonder how much longer after this one. There's a hurricane. It's in the Atlantic. Hopefully Hurricane Aaron does not come hither. And a Spirit Airlines flight flew through it! Through it! This flight was from Philadelphia to Puerto Rico. Brought to you by the same airline that flew over Haiti and got shot at by actual gunfire. Here is Spirit Airlines once again. Getting a little crazy in the Caribbean. You should see the flight path as well. This pilot did not try to fly around it.
No, it turned into it.
He turned into it and also seemed to take a little bit longer to get through it than he should have. I mean, the good thing is on Spirit Airlines, there's no in-flight tracker or televisions and monitors on your plane. JetBlue does this. I love JetBlue. JetBlue was going to merge with Spirit. Thank God they didn't. Where you can see where you're flying. Imagine you're flying and you're looking at the plane tracked on a GPS. And it's like, oh, we're in a hurricane now. Great.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Maverick, up there flying this plane.
Maverick.
It's a real Pete Mitchell move to be between this and the Haiti thing. Like, I feel like we need a Sully-type movie. It's like, actually, it's Sully meets, what's the Denzel one? Is that one just Flight?
Yeah, the Flight, I think.
Yeah. Where it's like, this guy's not really a good guy. I think this pilot, in my mind, I'm making this the same guy. This guy has some stuff going on where he's making these decisions, but damn it, he gets the job done. You have to respect that.
That's not good.
Not good at all.
Not good. A California resident tested positive for the plague.
That's fun.
Good for them. Good for them. You get to experience something that no one's experienced in hundreds of years. Hopefully there's a vaccine for that.
Do they still have the people with the masks, the plague doctor masks? Oh, they should break those out.
Yeah. I'd honestly request for that. It's my dying request. I want to see what dudes were seeing in the 1300s before they went with God.
I want to be a 1300 peasant. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. What else do we have here? Oh, there's a Buc-ee's at Texas A&M. That's nice.
I feel like this is going to do record numbers.
Oh, my God, for sure. It might become the grocery store of choice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just like any one of these places that are in a college campus or right next to a college campus, they just do stupid amounts of money.
And yeah.
Now it's a Buc-ee's, which is like, I think they plop them anywhere and they do stupid amounts of money. I can't imagine being, you know, 3 a.m. being like, let's go to Buc-ee's. That'd be insane.
Oh, especially
so many bad financial decisions are going to be made.
I would much rather have some of the Buc-ee's food available to me at midnight than like the majority of fast food places.
Yeah, yeah, for
sure. Their breakfast burritos or the brisket sandwiches. Oh my god,
the desserts that they have.
I honestly wish there was a Buc-ee's within the city limits. I would kill for a brisket sandwich from Buc-ee's right now.
Yeah, yeah. The closest one's like in Katy, which is
in Baytown. There's
very
one.
Far. And yeah, yeah, Baytown. Yeah. In the opposite direction.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you really got to be going somewhere. But hey, at least there's a reason to go to College Station now.
That's rude.
Woo!
That's rude. Can't believe you.
Get them! Fighting Texas Aggies! Going to Buc-ee's! Eating brisket sandwich! And sometimes getting a stuffed beaver! I like stuffed beavers! People think that I've never seen a beaver! Then I go into Buc-ee's! Whoop! And on that note, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to everyone who called in, who texted in. Big thanks to the ESPN Houston hosts who will be a part of this host-only meeting, like the Astros. Astros, clean it the F up, guys. Like, I don't know what else to say at this point. I'm not watching you tonight. Kick rocks. I'll be back watching the Astros live in perhaps 10 days when they play the Yankees. Big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass. For our callers, texters, YouTubers, Twitchers, appers, and everyone else who listened, we appreciate you as well. I am really Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace!
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.